أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the three groups on the day of Qiyamah, and the foremost amongst these groups are As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, those who are the forerunners. They are the real forerunners, and they are the ones that are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. In large numbers, in multitudes from amongst the former, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and small numbers from amongst the latter. Most of the commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the former groups of people who will be numerous in number. They are the Sahaba-i-Kiram of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and small numbers will be those that come after, or those who came after the Sahaba of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in essence, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a very, very important message, that this favor, this ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed is upon the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, Allah has chosen us to be from the ummah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. It is Allah's grace, His fadl upon us, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose us to be from the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran Kareem, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas, that you are the best of nations, you are the best of ummah. Ukhrijat lin nas, you have been taken out for mankind. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon us, that Allah has made us from the best of ummah. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as our deen is concerned, Allah has chosen us to be a justly moderate ummah. Justly moderate, that in every aspect of our deen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us laws of moderation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about this ummah insofar as the akhirat is concerned, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that O ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become the shuhada, you will become the witnesses for, against the whole of mankind on the day of Qiyamah. So this choice has been the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has expressed, أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَمْ, that you have been the culmination of 70 ummats. 70 in Arabic refers to multitudes, to large numbers. In other words, all the other ummats that had come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the culmination of all those ummats. This deen Allah Rabbul Izzat gave to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. And then in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نحن الآخرون السابقون يوم القيامة. That when we look at our historical appearance on this earth, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come last. He was the last of all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. He was the Khatamun Nabiyyin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal of prophethood, and he was also the culmination of prophethood. And together with that, this ummah came with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last on the surface of this earth. As a matter of fact, some of the ulama have expressed a very, very important view with regards to this fact that we were the last. All the ummahs that came before us, whatever the errors were, whatever the mistakes were, the disobediences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the Quran. In other words, Allah spoke about it to us. But this ummah, after this ummah, there is no other ummah. After this Quran, there is no other Quran. After the Sharia, there is no other Sharia. And hence, whatever the errors of this ummah be, whatever the mistakes of this ummah be, whatever the sins of this ummah be, whatever the disobediences of this ummah be, no other ummah will know about it. That is Allah's grace upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he says, نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But on the day of Qiyamah, we will be السَّابِقُونَ. In other words, we will be the foremost. So this ummah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted abundance. Then over and above that, when we look at this ummah and the entry of Jannat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannat, there will be 120 serfs, 120 rows of the people of Jannat, and 80 will be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the majority of the people of Jannat will be from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 70,000 people will enter Jannah from my ummah without any hisab and kitab. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of that 70,000, for every 1,000, 70,000 will go into Jannah. So it is 70,000 times 70,000. And as we discussed now earlier, that the number or the figure 70 in Arabic means abundance. In other words, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions and millions from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be entering Jannah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ummah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Allah's attachment to this ummah, that Allah has given this great privilege to the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah says, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, in large numbers, from the former of this ummah, from amongst the Sahaba ikram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we hear it on the Friday khutbah all the time, that وَخَيْرُ أُمَّتِي قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. That the best of my ummah, in one narration, the best of mankind is قَرْنِي, is my generation. The generation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the generation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the Sahaba ikram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the best of this ummah. They were the best of mankind. As a matter of fact, no group of people after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam could match the lofty status of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the benchmark or the criteria of iman for the whole of mankind. How they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to bring iman like the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. In our terms, the iman of Sahaba has been testified by Allah Rabbul Izzat, certified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepted as the criteria, accepted as the standard, as the norm. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now the whole ummah should bring iman like the iman of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, that multitudes, large numbers from amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will have this privilege of السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he was from amongst the tabi'een. When he used to read this ayat and explain it, he used to say, this ayat is with regards to those that have already passed from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making reference to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and then small numbers from the latter people, in other words, from those that came after the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So this ayat delivers a very, very important message to each one of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the ummah, Allah ta'ala has chosen the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has kept them as our precedents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them as our example, and let us keep them as our example in every aspect of our lives, for they were those that followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best that any human could follow any other human. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.